Hello, this is Ryoki Wendels. Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for your increasing your happiness, your wisdom, and a bright future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Now, on the bow of the Dharma Kara, number 29. Well, number 29 bow and number 30 bow is could be similar, but anyway, what is number 29? If I reach into the Buddhahood, Bodhisattvas in all my world chant the sutra, read and chant the sutra, and be able to gain enough wisdom to preach about the sutra. I wouldn't gain enlightenment, the true enlightenment. Well, what this means? The essence of the 48th bow of the Dharmakara is the 18th bow, that all beings reverse into the pure land, which is the infinity of the joyfulness, the world of infinite joy. However, the infinite joy isn't the joyfulness for oneself, because the world of the pure land, the infinite joy, is the world of non-duality, which is there's no separation, no separation of self and others, and the increasing the moment of the increasing the joyfulness means the moment to moment increasing the sharing the joyfulness with all others. Look at the quote in the Lotus Sutra, which says that, which Buddha says, all three world is in my own, which means that three world is from the hell to the lower part of the heavenly state, including the human fighting hell, those kind of world. He says, because all those are inside of my world, the all beings inside of it are my children, my child. This is the heart of the non-duality. This is the heart of the emptiness. This is the heart of the non-duality, and this is the heart of the sacred beings. But this is the heart of the Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva will never take a rest and take a break until the all beings, him or herself, will share the infinite joy, because that is the most joyful things for the Bodhisattva, to share the world of the non-duality, the world of the infinite joy, the world of non-duality, the world of mercy. That's why Dharmakara's vow is that all Bodhisattva will be able to have enough wisdom to share the way of the non-duality, the share the way of the infinite joy. the wishes of the Dharmakara Bodhisattva is not just giving them the joyfulness, that his wishes are to create infinite circulation of the giving the joyfulness to others. That's why his vow is the all Bodhisattva in his world start to share the world of the pure one. I also wish that people start sharing the way of the non-duality, the way of the infinite joyfulness. That is the motivation why I am keep posting the Dharma talk. Because as you more share the joyfulness, the way of the Dharma, the way of the infinite happiness, you yourself will discover the happiness and the infinite joyfulness that springs out from deep inside of yourself. And this is the only way. This is the only way to reach into the state of the infinite happiness. There's no like one day reach into the enlightenment and after that you take rest all day long forever. That is totally illusion, and that is totally the projection of that the heart of the wanting. The relief from the ego is only way is to the practice of the giving and find by the giving to realize, to enlighten that the joyfulness increases and springs up from deep inside of yourself and start to spread out to the world and the universe. May you find a way of this state, that the sharing the joyfulness of the Dharma with others and realize or enlighten that this is a key that to let your internal great spirit, the joyfulness of the internal great spirit, start spring out from within you and start to spread out to the whole universe. You will be the source of the happiness of the universe. You will be the source of the joyfulness of the universe. You will be the source of the wisdom of the universe. This is the meaning of the 29th vow of the Dharmakara. May your life will be brightened with the wisdom and heart of giving.